This tale is history. I tell you, she do things that would embarrass me. I think if I had to name one pet peeve I had with Estelle, it was that she would embarrass me in public, and I think there's no way a man can ever tolerate that. I remember one time we was in a department store. We were doing some Christmas shopping, and we were planning on taking a winter vacation down to Florida, so she was looking at the bathing suits. Well, she was trying to decide which bathing suit to wear. I said, Estelle, I'm going over to Sporting Goods. You pick out whatever one you want. So I walked across the store, and I walked into the Sporting Goods department. And I'm hefting the 30-30s, checking out the buck knives. And all of a sudden, I hear some laughter and murmuring behind me, and I turn around, and there's Estelle standing there in a teeny tiny bikini. This people, sales clerks, looking there. That's her cellulite pockmark-laden tuchus hung over the straps of that thing. That's her pendulous bosom, veritably overflowed from the little straps. I said, Estelle, what are you doing? She said, you like it? I said, like it? Estelle, you shouldn't be wearing that right here. She said, well, I wanted you to see it before I bought it. I said, all right, Estelle, you should have waited till I come back. You don't walk across the whole store in your bikini. Look, everybody's looking at you. Everybody's looking at us. And Estelle, you shouldn't be wearing a bikini like that. She said, why not? I said, well, look, you can see all the boils in your behind. Look at that. Your left boobies hanging out all the way. Estelle, cover that. Cover that. You don't have the kind of body for that, Estelle. You should be wearing a kind, you know, it's a one-piece that has a little skirt around the middle. That's what you should be wearing. Get one of those. She said, but I want a bikini. I said, you can't have a bikini. She said, I want a bikini to wear. I said, Estelle, my money. Now put that back. So I walk with her across the store, and I'm glowering at everybody that's smirking, daring somebody to start something. So I get a changing room, and I say, all right, Estelle, just hand that thing out. I'll put it on the shelf. I'll pick you out a nice bathing suit. Lady, get the suits with the skirts around them, please. She said, honey, I can't get it all. I said, oh, God. What do you mean you can't get it all? She said, well, it was cold in front of the Sporting Goods on that linoleum floor, and it caused me to try to flex the cheeks in my behind. I think it's stuck. I said, oh, God. So the sales lady is trying to pull at it, and I said, wait a minute, hang on a second, would you? I put one of my feet in the middle of her back, and I grabbed the exposed part of that bathing suit as hard as I could, and sure enough, we fell over backwards. Finally, I picked up the bathing suit off the floor between thumb and forefinger. And I handed it to the sales clerk. And she took it between thumb and forefinger and held it up and said, I said, well, I guess you're probably right. Tell you what, I'll buy it off you. You probably ain't going to be able to sell it like that anyway. She said, no, it's all right. We'll stuff it between the floorboards. It'll keep the roaches away.